Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
We're back. Ooh. Y'all, we're back. We are not dead. We're alive.
Yeah, mostly.
Mostly, but sorry, we did kind of accidentally go on a hiatus. Somebody messaged us either on Facebook or commented somewhere, but they were like, did I miss an announcement? And no.
We didn't make an announcement.
We didn't mean to.
We just skipped a week.
Yeah, we didn't mean to. Okay, did we skip a week or was it that your episode went out early for last week?
No, we did skip a week.
Okay.
So it was both. Right. My episode went out a week early, and then
so it went out the same week mine did, but just later that week,
like Saturday. It went out like on the weekend.
Okay,
so it just went out a couple days early, and then we didn't do one last week because you were
sicky. Yeah, y'all, man, we have so much to catch up on. So obviously Spencer, we haven't seen each other in 3 weeks at this point.
No, which
so
is
we're like, actually going to catch up too.
Yeah,
because we've hardly talked to each other actually.
I know. I've told you, I've worked and slept, and that's like pretty much been the last 3 weeks for me.
But we went on our cruise. You were in Myrtle Beach. We did March Madness, which feels like 3 months ago, which is
forever ago.
Crazy. And then the last day of our cruise, I freaking got COVID, which is so annoying. So, y'all. This time I lost my taste and smell. Spencer had this like symptom list last time. Yeah. I didn't have this last time. I didn't have any congestion. I didn't lose any. Do you know how miserable it is not being able to taste? I went to Chick-fil-A this morning.
I know.
And I was like, damn, this biscuit's dry. And I started like really like chewing it and it felt, I'm like, oh my God, I totally
eating
forgot.
Eating with no sense of pointless. Taste. I mean, it's pointless, but it is like the weirdest thing. I don't even know how to describe it.
Like, you focus so much on the texture. Like the chicken today, I felt like it was like stringy. Like, you know, I couldn't taste the grease. I need that grease.
No, but it's exactly that. It's so much like focus on the texture. Ugh. And it's, I don't like it at all. But actually when I had it, I didn't lose my taste for all that long. I lost it for a couple days, but my smell, I couldn't smell for months. And then I got, I think it's called paramosia or mosia. And it's essentially like it's distorted. So your taste and smell is totally off. So once my smell and taste were back, nothing smelled right. Like I remember we were actually in Myrtle Beach right after I had it for another softball tournament. And Bree and I went into a candle shop. And I felt so bad because this lady's like, oh my gosh, this candle, smell that. And I was like, everything smells like stale cigarettes.
Oh no.
And so she's like, this one's berries. I promise it's going to. And I was like, stale cigarettes. I mean, everything smelled like that.
That's
it was
so, crazy.
So weird. And then my smell came back normal for a little while. And then it went back to the way it was before, but like just different. And taste was different too. Like I love onions.
Yeah.
I mean, red onions, I'll slice a whole red onion with like lime juice and salt and just eat it like that. Like, I love it. The lingering smell and taste, I can't even describe it. It was so gross.
It's so weird too that like it does that to us. That's some lab work if I've ever heard of it.
So think about it. That was when I had it the way you're having it now.
Yeah.
That was December of 2020.
Yeah.
And I only just now have like
Oh my God.
I mean, not everybody gets the paramosia stuff. Like that's, and some people only get it for a few weeks and some people get it longer. But I only like just within the last couple months, I would say, have like normal taste back. And normal smell.
Well, yesterday was Easter and Mike's uncle was telling me when he got it in 2020, he still doesn't have his back normal. So probably the same thing that you're describing. You might, yeah. Because yesterday Mike's papa made like his stuffing, like the dressing, and I love it so much. And I forget that I can't taste stuff. So I like made my plate.
Get all excited, yeah, to have good
and
food.
And then I sat down and I started eating and I was like, God, everything is so bland. Like you can taste like certain things, or maybe it's like muscle memory.
When it starts to come back, you can like muted, like just, yeah, the slightest.
And it was
bit.
Like every other bite I could like taste it, but I was like, I don't know if I just know what it tastes like, because like I had a corn, like a corn cob, couldn't taste it. And then I had mashed potatoes, couldn't taste it. Last night I cooked for Booge and her mom, couldn't taste it. I'm like, this is so pointless. Like, catch me losing 5 pounds.
Right,
I'm not
great
gonna
diet.
Eat. Literally not just gonna eat to eat at this point. Like that sucks. Like it's really terrible. And then going to Chick-fil-A today, I forgot that I can't taste. I was so excited. I told Fisher, I was like, all right, we're going to Chick-fil-A. Like it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, just eat when you get a headache.
Literally.
Because then your body's like, I need fuel. You're like, oh, okay, cool.
Right. I'm like, what the heck? But so we went on our cruise and it was a lot of fun. We missed one of our stops because the waters, I guess, were too rough. It was in Mexico. So we ended up going to Cozumel. And have you ever had a deep tissue massage?
Oh, all the time.
I haven't.
It's not at one point relaxing.
Okay, so right, I didn't know what I signed up for because I had like 4 margaritas at this point, and my friend Nikki was like, do you want a massage? And I was like, yep. So 4 of us went up there and got them, and at one point I stopped breathing twice. And then I was like, is this bitch on my back? Like, is she standing on my back? I was making noises. Like, it was very painful, and I'm not, yeah, one that's gonna like say that hurts. I just was like moving, and I'm like, oh my God.
Okay, so what I will tell you, I almost exclusively, I mean, I love a good relaxing massage, but if I'm paying and spending the time to go get one,
yeah,
I need it to be functional. So I almost exclusively get deep tissues. And what I will tell you, I've been getting them for many, many years at this point. There are good deep tissues and there are bad deep tissues. None of them feel good, but I've had bad ones where I'm literally left bruised.
Okay.
And that is not at all how it's supposed to be.
I told my girlfriends afterwards, I was like, I was making noises, y'all, but it was not because I was doing anything. I was like, I was in pain. Like, I literally did. I was like holding my breath. And I told one of them, I was like, I'm going to be bruised tomorrow. It hurts so bad. But this was also the day before I got sick. So I think it was a combined. You
might have been more like tender.
Yeah, I think it was a combined thing. But at one point, I swear to God, I thought this lady was like taking her feet and stuff. The only reason I knew that she wasn't standing on my back is because I saw her feet on the floor, because I was looking, because my eyeballs were bulging out of my head.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
No, it's never, I always say like it's never pleasant, but when I get a good deep tissue, like I'm definitely sore, but it's like post-workout sore. Yeah. I'm not, it's not pain. And I have had ones where I'm not kidding. Like I've had black and blue bruises.
Yeah.
And like, that's just not how it's supposed to be. Cause I think I think if they're not necessarily skilled at deep tissue, because it is definitely a specific type of massage,
right,
then they just think like more pressure is better. And that's just not how it's supposed
to be. Mine was like
the
broken bone massage. Like it was, yeah. I will never get one of those again. I'm done.
I promise you, I will find a good deep tissue person around here so you can try it again. Because it's worth doing. It really is. I mean, I never felt better than 3 days
doing a Swedish tissue. Is a Swedish massage the same as deep tissue?
No. Swedish massages are like your typical, like I just relax and get rubbed down with
God,
oil.
God, that's what I wanted. I like that. I want you to just like tickle my back, you know, give me a little.
Yeah, no.
But I also was like playing on these like inflatable jungle gyms, which I had no business doing. So I was like, am I sore from that? Am I sore from that massage? Am I sore from, I don't even know. But we had a really good time. I feel like 8 days was a long time to be away from Fisher this time.
That's a long time to be on a cruise.
It was a long time.
With a lot of strangers. We packed in like sardines. I saw a couple of those pool photos. A lot of people on that pool.
Yeah, there was a couple times that we were
heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, there was a couple times. Yeah, the water was cloudy sometimes. I just told myself it was sunscreen and kept on trucking. Ew. You know, wow, people really lathered up sunscreen today. I mean, it was fun, but I'm still not ready to bring Fisher on one. But
I think he's young enough where you'd just be on like kid duty the whole time. Yeah, he's not old enough where you could trust him to like go do activities on his own, you know? Or like with other kids.
No. He'd be talking people into doing, absolutely not. No. He drew on an Etch-a-Sketch this morning with a crayon. He knows how it works. I'm like, kid, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? God, no, but it was fun. I am glad to be back. I feel like I'm like out of the loop in life. And then we haven't talked, obviously, so.
No.
I'm glad you're alive.
I'm alive. I don't know how well I am, but I'm alive. No, it's been crazy. And, you know, I don't make a habit of, like, talking about, like, my outside work.
Yeah.
But I've gotten 2 promotions in the last 2 months, and it's just been a lot. And there's been some crazy shit happening. And so it's just, I've been a little overwhelmed. And, like, you know me well enough to know, like, if I'm... Sometimes I just have to put my head down and, like, push through. And when I do that, it's like I just turn everything else off because it's the only way that I can, like...
It's
the only way I can do it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I've been at. Like, we went to Myrtle, and then I got the offer then. And then when I did March Madness.
Yeah.
And then when I got back, that's pretty much, like, all I've been doing when I got back is just... working and sleeping.
God.
Working and sleeping. Like, since I got back from Myrtle, I've worked 11 to 12 hours a day every day except for one. Mm-hmm. And on that one day, I still was like on calls and doing emails. And so it's like outside of Easter, like yesterday, I was like, oh my God, praise Jesus, I get like a real day off.
Yeah, I know. After this episode, I'm not a napper. I have been so tired. Maybe it's like the COVID thing, just being tired. Like, I've had Fisher obviously every day too, on top of it all. And so I'm like, I'm not a napper, but I'm trying to catch a little nap today.
Some days you just need a nap.
I'm so tired, and I've not been able to go to bed the last week before 2 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really unusual for you.
Very. Because usually I'm like lights out and I'm so tired. But, and then obviously when we were gone on vacation, we stayed up like around the clock. I mean, I did sleep 2 nights. I didn't go out 2 nights. I can't do a 7-dayer. I did 5.
No, this was long for you.
And I was on the champagne train.
When you do your girl strips, you're like, yeah, the first night I was party hardy and I stayed in the rest of the time.
That's what happens. But I drank champagne the whole time and it did not do me dirty. Like,
oh, well, that's good.
I know. I'm very shocked. Did not have a hangover or anything.
That would kill me.
I had liquid IV though. Like, pumping that just in case. I did good.
Did you try the new flavor?
Strawberry lemonade?
Yeah.
No.
It's so good.
I have it. I forgot to bring it. And I even said to them, I was like, damn, I forgot the new liquid IV.
Oh, no. I drank it the whole time we were in Myrtle. Ooh. I loved it. It was delicious.
All right.
I did a lot of retail therapy in Myrtle.
Good. Too, you know what? Yeah. Every now and then that can like cure the bluest of blues.
Yeah. We did some damage at the outlets.
Good.
I love a good
good
outlet.
Good for you. Same. Yeah. Although... are they really on sale or is it just like fake sale? Like sometimes when I buy stuff.
Oh no, it was on sale. I got a bag that was normally like $5.50 or $6.50. I got it for $2.53.
Oh really?
Like that. Yeah.
Well, that's not bad then.
No, you? I got some good sales. And then yeah, there was a few places where I like I got some cute jumpsuits that were not on sale. So you know,
it's fine. It is retail what it therapy. Is. You know what? I do not bash that ever. And if people tell you that it's bad to do retail therapy, get rid of them. We don't need them.
I don't shop a whole lot, especially now we're getting ready to move. So I'm like, we're on a shopping freeze. So I spent what I spent in Myrtle and now I'm like, okay, until we move.
So we have to catch up on your moving too after the show, I guess. But are you going to be my neighbor or not? You've been stewing about a health problem you have. You almost resort to texting your group chat to get your friends' opinions. Or in my case, you know you're not feeling good and you sound like you ate a balloon. I don't even know.
Sound like Brenda.
That's my grandma's name. And you know what? My grandma would use that dot if she was still around today. Bless her heart. But there are better ways to get the answers you want and the care you deserve from trusted professionals and not random people on the internet or Spencer.
Hey, she gives good advice.
Right. When you find the rock, when you find the right doctor, you feel it. You feel heard and at ease. And there's nothing better than like feeling connected to, like, I love that I can trust my doctor. I don't feel like I'm being BS'd or anything like that.
It's such a uncomfortable experience for a lot of people. So yeah, it's definitely really this giant sense of relief when you find a doctor that you feel for that sure. level of comfort with.
Absolutely. And on ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. And that is what we need, and that is what we want.
Amen. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed, fits their needs and their schedule. Go to ZocDoc.com/famous and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/famous. ZocDoc.com/famous. We applied yesterday.
Okay.
So we'll
Spencer see. Might live 5 minutes from here, y'all. Just
you know, it's literally so close. When I was driving here, I drove like, I took like a different route so I could drive like by the neighborhood just to like time it. And it was literally like 4 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, that would be so convenient.
That would
like,
be so amazing. Nice. Amazing.
So then when you're already like half a bottle of wine in and you call me at 8:30 and you're like, come over.
Which happens more than I'd like to admit, y'all.
I won't be 27 minutes away.
Right. Yeah. Oh my God, that would be so amazing.
So there's that place. There's another place that it still would be a little bit closer to you from where I am now, but still about like 20-ish minutes.
Okay.
Do you know where the new Costco is?
On
off 1010?
Yeah.
It's like right over by there.
Oh, nice.
So it's not bad.
Yeah. There's like an Academy Sports and stuff that towards that way.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sounds good.
Oh, but good. Yeah,
so both places. So we'll see. But we do have to move out by May 14th. So we are
a month away.
Yeah. And I can't even tell you. That's the other stressor that's been going on is I'm like, I haven't touched a single thing in my apartment. And like, I really got to get going on that. So I just have a lot going on.
You know what? Wow.
So if you, it goes another month without me showing my face on Instagram, guys, now I'm alive. You know. I'm alive. I'm just, you know, yeah, no, lifing. You know. Lifing is hard.
Damn sure is. Some.
One thing that I did do though this past week is I binged the new season of Love is Blind.
Yes. So I'm trying to watch the rest of that today too.
Okay. So where are you at?
I should have looked at my Netflix. Can I look at it on my phone to see where I stopped?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm where they're moved in together. Or like
they're like in their townhouses. Like they've left Mexico.
They're left. Yeah.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay. You know what? Just like pause this here until you watch because we're going to discuss it. And I've been dying to talk to you about this. I have so many thoughts.
Same. Okay. Go. What?
Okay. So who do you think the real villain of the season is?
Honestly, I feel like the blonde, the long blonde hair, the Miranda Lambert looking girl. What's her name?
Micah.
Micah. Yes, Micah.
Okay.
Something about me likes her, but I also liked Shayna last time. You know what I mean? Like, I like her. Shayna was different, though. It panned out to be very different.
Yes.
Micah, to me, like, with that all that Kwame stuff, isn't his name Kwame?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was really shady, but then I saw on her Instagram, because of course I went sleuthing to see who these people are.
Yeah.
And then she'd like turn comments off and she's like, this was before I caught up to it. And she was like, I said some things that hurt people.
This is just when people were freaking out about the two mean girls, her and Irina.
Yes, okay. Like the feud or whatever. And they were like saying how, she was like, I said some really hurtful things, you know, blah, blah, blah. So then I was like, what? And obviously I wasn't very far in. So then I just finished yesterday the Kwame conversation in the pool in Mexico.
Okay.
When they kept going on and she was talking. And I mean, she like kept on. Like, more. And then I saw the previews for what I'm about to be watching, and it looked like she talked to him again.
Yeah.
I can't.
So, okay. What I will tell you, first of all, Micah, I heard all the gossip before I started the season.
Yeah.
So I was I knew that like there were going to be some mean girls, and then I watched it and I was like, wow, they absolutely deserve all of the shit that they've been getting.
Yeah.
I mean, girls, you know, they, people are coming into this. Obviously, we know we're not dumb. People do this for, you know, TV time yeah, and fame and whatever. But I think there are also a handful of people that do it for the genuine possibility of like meeting their partner.
Yeah.
And so the ones that were actually taking it seriously and having like emotional reactions, they were so cruel.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only word that I can think of to describe it. It was so mean. And like, I just can't imagine like, like even if I didn't take it seriously and was like, oh my God, like what an overreactor.
Right.
I wouldn't be laughing at their pain the way they were. Like it was just
mean. Some people are just assholes and they think it's funny. Like we've talked about like weird humor. Like if it's a close friend and y'all are having a girls' night conversation and you're like poking fun, teasing them lighthearted, that's one thing. But if you're like legitimately laughing at someone's pain or legitimately making fun of them in a way of it just hurtful, like for what? Like, what are you getting out of that? Like, why are you like, that's not
cool. And that's just it. It was just, and I was like, well, the irony isn't lost on me that they're like the two youngest girls that are doing this. Mm-hmm. But I loved the part where they were laughing. I forget who it was that was upset. Maybe it was Bliss. Somebody was upset and they were, you know, doing their thing and laughing. Irina. Somebody said she looks like Beans. And I can't unsee it because she looks exactly like it with a wig. But Chelsea, who's engaged to Kwame.
Yep.
She came over and she was like, what's up, guys? And then she made some comment about how, like, when people laugh at other people, it's really because they hate something within themselves.
For sure, they're insecure.
And I was like, good for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Good for you for coming over and being like, yeah, we fucking see you.
Right.
You're a piece of shit.
Right. So, and I have a six pack, so shut up.
Literally. Okay. What I will say is that even though they are both despicable people.
Who?
Irina and Micah, they are not the villain of the season. You have yet to see the villain of the season.
Tell me it's Zach and his cartoon character
self. It's not a guy. Yeah. Last year, the guys were so bad. I feel like producers made it their mission to bring like the worst women possible on this season. So yeah, I'm not going to say any more than that because I don't want to spoil it for you, but they are not the true villains of the season.
Now I'm looking at the
cast. No, don't look it up.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at the cast lineup. I was looking at their photos to see who I thought. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk. Who do you think?
Is it okay? I think I do know. Jackie. Yeah, it is because she has shown some bitchy moves already, and yeah, that's, I'm gonna go with her. I feel like, yeah, I could see that already though.
Like I've never wanted to go and troll somebody in their comments so bad.
So she does something specific, you mean?
Oh, a couple things, but yes, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Well, she already, wasn't she one of the ones that was like, freaking out with her man at first? And, oh God, this happened to me last season too, when I had to like watch it further in to like put.
So she was the one that was in the pods. She was choosing between Marshall, who's the guy she ended up getting engaged with.
Yes.
And, God, why can't I think of his other name? The boxer with the cauliflower ear and he wears the dangly earrings.
Yes. Wait, who did I watch that was like, oh, no, never mind. That was Zach. Wasn't that Zach that said he made a mistake? He picked the wrong person.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all running together. I can't watch it when I'm going to bed because then I doze in and out. So I'm going to have to go back a couple like minutes into the episode.
Yeah, Zach was choosing between Irina and Bliss.
Yes.
And I still can't figure out for the life of me why he would have picked Beans over Bliss.
But he told Bliss, though. I did see that one where he was like, I made a mistake.
Right? Okay, so you saw where they met up at the diner or whatever?
Yes. Yep. And he was like, I messed up. Like, it was you. And then she was like, well, hold on a second. Like, I don't like that. Like,
and he's like kooky and weird, but I actually think, but keep watching. I actually think he's very normal. I mean, much more normal than he was getting an edit for. Maybe, they made him look real weird in the beginning, and I don't get that.
It was his, like, facial. Remember, like, Shane?
Oh, my yes, God. The open mouth stare. And it's funny. He does make a comparison. Maybe it was on social media, I think.
Have you checked in on Shane lately?
No.
Oh, no. I went on there a couple days ago. Coke.
Oh, he is. Well, we know he was doing that on the show.
Something's not right. Oh. His little space buns and like.
Space buns?
Yeah. Go to his social media. He has videos of like lip syncing, but none of the words add up at like not one.
Oh, that's.
And then he's like making jokes that are maybe I'm not in on the joke, but they seem to be falling flat. I don't understand. I don't even know. I'm like, what is he doing? Like, anyways, but Zach, when homegirl told him you look like a cartoon character, and he was like, I know.
Yeah, I think he's just I think he's just got a weird sense of humor. I think he's goofy.
All right.
Yeah, I keep watching because actually I felt he was giving me the ick real hard in the beginning. And I kept watching. I was like, oh, actually, like, he's actually kind of like a cool dude. He's just like kind of like weird and sensitive and whatever.
Okay. That's the scary part about social media. They can make you, reality TV, they can make you out to be anybody they want you to be.
For sure.
And that sucks.
Because I definitely think he's probably just as goofy now, but it's just the way they edit it. They edit, you know.
In his favor versus, yeah.
For sure. And I feel like they didn't in the beginning. They were playing up like Irina's trolling of him and like, it just was not cool.
Man, all right, I'm going to finish it before I pick Fisher up today then.
But yeah, it's. I got to say, this season is, like, really good.
Well, at first, it kind of started off. I thought it was going to be a little bland. Remember how, like, the first season was great, second season, third season, great. I was like, I don't know. But now, yeah, it's, like, picking up. And then with, like, it always gets good at this point when they get everybody together and you start to see other people that you talk to with dynamics. The connections. Mm-hmm. Because remember Colleen did this last time with, what's his face in the pool? Cole.
Yeah.
Bless. Cole, I think he's doing better too.
I think so too. Didn't do so great in March Madness, but that's okay.
You know what? It's okay. That's what took me down the rabbit hole of him. Yeah. Bless his little heart. But I think he's doing good. I think people really saw the writing on the wall with that one after the fact.
Yeah.
With everything.
I think he's just back to living a normal life.
Speaking of March Madness.
Yeah. Speaking of.
God. So 3 months ago, we did March Madness.
Yeah, forever ago.
Freaking Bryce won again because we've said it before. Krista's peeps go hard. They ride that train real hard. And amongst ourselves, amongst you guys, and then Bryce himself said that he would sit out next year because we do want to give like a fair shot to everybody. And
I do want to say he was the one that said that. We didn't tell him he needed to sit out next year.
Yeah.
He was the one that excused himself. He got to come back. He got to defend his title. Trophy is going to be on the way.
Yep.
And then, you know, so
we'll figure out a way to incorporate it.
People were coming after us like,
oh yeah, mad that we were doing it. Yeah. Like, why not? He can go for, well, hold on a second. Like, everybody agreed. It's also just for fun and like, it's all in good fun and he is super cool about it.
Can we actually take a moment to acknowledge that this is supposed to be all in good fun? Because,
oh wow,
I was going to lose my shit. I think I did lose my shit actually a little bit. The amount of stupidity that was on the internet and coming into our DMs during the last several days of March Madness, I was like, I hate you all. Like,
well, one more person asked how to vote or tag somebody in the how do I vote? And they responded to the story of the voting slide. How do I vote? I'm like, click the name. Click their name. I know. Go there. Click it. That's how you vote. It shows you.
There's literally a poll on the slide.
Like, literally, you responded to it. Just click that poll. Oh, my word. Favorite.
I had people messaging saying, I accidentally pressed the wrong one. Can you please change my vote? Like, bitch, we're getting like 150,000 votes. Like, no, I'm not going back and tallying each one and changing your votes. No. And then there was tons of people that would just respond to every story slide with the person's name that they wanted to win. Just every, it didn't even have to be a story slide about them. I was like, there, we were posting slides promoting like our new episodes and people were just replying Bryce. I was like, I hate you.
Right. Oh my God.
I hate you.
Amongst, yeah. But despite that, it is so fun. Like, we love it. Like, we watch it in real time.
Oh my God, it's a blast.
Like, we wish we could rig it sometimes. We can't, sadly. It is so fun to watch real time, though. Like, me and Spencer were texting each other, and I was like, I love watching it and, like, rallying for our people or, like, who we want to win and whatever. And, you know, Craig still is yet to respond to anything, but it's fine. It's fine, Craig.
Is he still following us? He did follow us during the whole fiasco.
If he unfollowed us, I'm about to be real mad about that. That's super rude, considering he did nothing. I mean, Craig, I bought one of your candles from your store. It was actually really nice. Yeah, you still follow us. All right.
Was it nice?
Oh, it smells so delicious. And it's got a very nice fragrance that lights up the room. Yeah, it's the real deal.
All right.
Did you see his M-pages?
Pillows and candles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He has pillows. Oh, he has all kinds of merch. I have a sweatshirt. Yeah. Got it all. Party down south, honey, or whatever. Pillows down south, whatever.
Sewing down south. Party.
Oh shit, whatever. Y'all know what I mean. Damn, did I go? Yes, I have a picture in front of the yarn wall.
That's like when do you remember? Maybe you don't, but early years Kardashians when they had the Dash boutiques in California.
Yes. Oh, in Miami. Because yes. I passed one of them when I was down there one time.
And they would sell the water bottles that just had the Dash wrap on it with their name. And they sold those water bottles for like $8.
Yeah.
So people would go in. They couldn't afford anything else in the store. But they'd buy a fucking souvenir water bottle.
Oh, God, so funny. The other day I went down this rabbit hole on TikTok. And the girl that does the Kardashian, like, she's got millions of followers, but she does only Kardashian, like,
impressions.
Yeah.
The Lopez the stickers, girl, yeah. The comedian. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Do you ever watch her stuff?
It's Andrea Lopez, right? I think that's her name.
She is so spot on with, like, each voice. And I'm like, I don't know. Chloe, like, I can't do it, obviously. She's so freaking funny. I was like, she literally nails their voices and the way that they say it. Because they all have a similar voice, but they're like,
they have different inflections.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, how does she do this? And I knew exactly who they were, but I would. And then Chloe, when she's got like all the stickers in her hair from the fingernails. And then she says, for Chloe, she's like, oh, not the water bottle. Not that, like, whatever someone's saying something. And she's just like, oh, not the baby. Like, it's just so freaking funny. I can watch that girl's stuff forever. Forever.
People that do impressions always like fascinate me,
especially if they're good. Like, I need it to be good.
Well, yeah,
but
I gotta be able to tell who it is without you introducing yourself,
right? Oh my God, I was a lion fan. I always said I was lying. I meant dying, but I was thinking laughing and dying. I was lying.
She was lying.
Lying girl. Oh my lordy. Shall we move on to lemonade? Is that what we're doing?
Oh yeah. What the fuck is lemonade?
All right.
I have not been on Instagram a lot and I saw you post about it. And then as soon as I saw you post about it, I saw other people posting about it. And I was like, okay, I cannot be bothered with one more fucking platform.
And that's, So the girl asked me if I was on it, a follower. And I had seen people post about it the day before. And so I went on there and I don't know why I even signed up. I can't remember, but I did. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, it's kind of cool. So this is like your For You page. So it looks like Instagram / Pinterest / like you can detail out like your photos. You have overlays. It is very user friendly to do. That being said, when I posted my story and said another app exhausts me, there is no other way to put that. And I was reading something recently where people were like, oh my God, stop saying, not me, but somebody was complaining about people being like, oh my God, stop complaining. You don't have time to watch TV. No one cares. Stop complaining. You don't watch TikTok because no one cares. And I'm like, I do.
Somebody said that to you?
No. They didn't say it to me. I was reading it.
Gotcha.
And because I guess people get on and I'm the same. I haven't been really watching people's stories lately on purpose and because I haven't been well, but it's been intentional. I'm purposely doing what I'm doing. And So I'm like, God, I say I don't watch TikTok a lot. And maybe that's why. Maybe it's because another thing to watch, as I just was talking about watching TikTok, but rarely do I just think to go on that app. It is the
superior thing to watch, if we're being honest.
It is, but like, it doesn't, it's not in the forefront of my head to go watch that. Like, in my free time, I'm not like, let me go get on another app. Yeah. If I do get on an app, it's usually Instagram. It's out of habit, and I'll watch it, and then I get off of it. That's
literally me with TikTok.
Right.
Like, I have to consciously get on Instagram, and TikTok I just genuinely enjoy.
Right. So the Lemon 8 app came out, and I was like, oh my God, like, I don't want to feel like I gotta keep doing stuff to keep up. But then also, you and I are in a unique situation of like, this isn't our full-time job, so we can step away if we need to and like, mm-hmm, focus wherever we need to do it or whatever. And so I was like, well, let me see. But I do like it. I just don't know, like, I don't have the capacity to build another platform. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't, yeah, have any bandwidth, or to be completely transparent with y'all, I don't have any motivation. I don't have any creativity that I want to pour into building another platform.
No.
That being said, I could see how Lemon 8, some of these girls will take off. And I don't mean necessarily established people, but like newer girls coming up that are going to be like Lemon 8 creators, like they are with Instagram or TikTok. I can see how it's going to, yeah, be something like that. And I could also see the appeal of like not pouring more into Instagram and building over somewhere else. Like, that would be something that I feel like people could benefit from too, because Instagram, I feel like for a lot of people, myself included, and I know you because we've talked about it, there's so much comparison and negativity that gets poured. It's so jaded,
yeah,
that it's like almost tarnished for people, and they have like bad taste in their mouth from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so starting somewhere fresh could be kind of cool for them, or.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely see it that way. I have FOMO. Like, I am so bad about that shit. Mm-hmm. So normally the second I see, like, do you remember what was that? I wanted to say community. It wasn't that. It came out during COVID.
Oh my God.
But there was that platform. It was like rooms. Invite, yes, only.
Oh my God.
What,
yes,
the fuck was, what that was called? That?
We were in it.
I don't remember what it was. It was
something called like junkyard or like neighbor yard or neighborhood, right? Wasn't it something like that?
Something.
And then there was like the rooms you'd be invited into each, yes, one. Yeah. Stupid.
Like anything new that comes out, I'm like, oh, I got to get on that. Like, I got to get on. I saw you post about Lemonade and I audibly sighed. I was like, I can't do it.
Somebody messaged me.
I can't.
Me
I, like, don't want to.
Yeah. Well, somebody messaged me and was like, nope, I'm not doing it. I was like, honestly, I do not blame you. I got on it because I wanted to see. And like I said, I could see absolutely the value in people building, because it's everything. The shitty part about social media is it's ever changing. So, I mean, it's a good and a bad thing, but the exhausting part of it is one day Instagram is going to be like the old thing. And it's already kind of starting to be that for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You've got your big timers that have been on there forever, whether it's comedians, bloggers, whoever's established, celebrities, I feel like are usually on Instagram versus probably not jumping over to Lemonade, but
no.
Lemonade is more the creative side of it, it seems like, where you can be a little bit more. Some of the girls are doing some really cool stuff. I've seen a lot of like intros where people are typing. It shows you like your followers, and then it tells you like your likes and saves, and then it tells you like the date that they liked it. I don't like that. I don't like details of like, so-and-so liked your post at 7:25 a.m. What? No. Or like, that's a lot. But other than that, I mean, look at the interface. It looks just like Instagram on the bottom.
Yeah.
It does have everything by category up here, so you can like hit fashion and it gives you all the stuff. But look how much easier to read this is versus just Instagram. You see how people are doing text on there. It's
I mean, I get the appeal.
Yeah.
But also it's just the same.
It's the same people. Thing in a different
and
way.
I think that's why like the difference, the big difference for me that's always been between like TikTok and Instagram is,
yeah,
I wasn't
different content.
Different content. Like, no offense. Like, I love the people that I follow and actually pay attention to on Instagram. I love those people. I'm probably following them already on TikTok too. I don't want to be following the same fucking people.
Yep.
And then it's half the time it's recycled content, because who has time or energy to make different content?
Well, that's the thing.
Three people different platforms.
Well, that's the thing. They're posting across platforms, and I 100% agree. So when I joined Lemonade, I think I follow 6 people or 8 people, and it's not going to be just bloggers. Like, I want my Instagram to be very different. Like, and also not everyone's content translates to each thing. Like, some people right. on Instagram don't need to be on TikTok doing the same thing because it does not mm-hmm. thrive there.
Mm-hmm.
So another day, another app, which it's just, I don't know. I can see the value in having something if someone has the time and energy and that this is your sole job to like get creative and like really branch out and
yeah.
do something different. But I agree. And I was telling someone in DMs that the other day about, because when I had posted it, people were like, what is it? And I was trying to explain it. And I sent somebody a voice memo and I told her, I was like, you know, it's just for me, if it's going to hold my my attention, it's got to be different. I can't follow the same people because on Instagram, I'm going to get my outfit idea or whatever I'm looking for on Instagram, I don't want on 17 apps because we don't need that. It's pointless.
Yeah.
But I don't know who else is on Lemonade outside of like your typical bloggers, influencers right now.
I feel like it's literally just going to be
Pinterest for
the people that are on Pinterest and the people that are on Instagram, and they're going to come over to Lemonade. And I also hate the fucking name.
My bio is, this account is a lemon, because I'm like, is it supposed to be like lemonade or like at first?
I would assume, but it's dumb. I don't like it.
Right. I want to know the story behind lemonade. Like lemonade, if life gives you lemons. Like I was thinking of so many things for my bio. I did spend too much time on that. I was like, finally join Lemonade. When life gives you lemonade, join the app. When life gives you lemons, make it lemonade. Like I was trying to think, because I was like, what is
something punny?
What is it? Yes, yeah, something hilarious. But I don't know. I don't know the story behind it. I mean, damn, are they banning TikTok or not? Like, what is going on that damn apps?
Well, there's just actual information on TikTok and they want to silence us.
Oh, that could be it too.
The damn government.
They're not silencing this platform.
They sure are.
On our podcast.
This is just a wealth of good information. But speaking of the government, so I also started watching another show.
Which one?
The Night Agent.
Okay, I've seen people post about that one. And then what's the other one? There's another one that people keep sharing. Listen, I just looked down and Maggie is sleeping like the perfect little angel baby.
Wait, so when we walked in today, or when I walked in today, I looked at Maggie and I said, oh, good to see that she's not crusty anymore. Because when I went to Myrtle Beach, Manager Bouge was watching Finley for me. And she also was watching Maggie. And so when I went to pick Finley up, Maggie came running up to me and she was actually crunchy. Like I went to pick her up
Maggie.
And she was so stiff. And apparently Finley just like loved on her the whole time. He just licked her up and down all day long.
She probably had a milkshake. Brought him to the yard. Oh my God. Well. Definitely.
Anyways, the Night Agent, really good.
Okay.
Action-packed, cute guy as the lead. Like, it's real good.
Good. It's about, I need to watch that then.
Corruption in the White House. So, you know, not like real life at all. There would never be corruption in the White House.
No, that's not a real thing. God. Well, I got to catch up on my Love is Blonde stuff. And then
that's priority number one. Because we don't have to talk about scripted shows.
No.
I only want to talk about the real shit.
For sure.
But yeah, Love is Blind. If you guys aren't watching, get on the bandwagon. The finale is the 14th, which I think is what, Friday?
Oh yeah, I got to get up. Yeah, I got to get up. Because I don't like watching. That's one of those shows you got to watch real time. It's not the same if you like read spoilers and then you go back. I don't mind reading spoilers, but I like to watch it real time and then get in on
Especially the finale with all the weddings.
Yes. Yeah, because it can just totally ruin it. But I mean, I'll still watch a spoiler. If I really need to know something, I'll watch it and then watch the spoiler. I don't care.
Okay. So I have an idea. So the finale is the 14th, which I think is Friday.
Okay.
But then the reunion, they're doing live on the 16th.
Are they?
I should come over. We'll record and then we should like
yes.
live stream us watching the reunion.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Done. Sign me up.
Okay.
So I'm there.
You've got homework.
All right. I'm going to do it.
Oh my God. Okay. What else do we have to catch up on? I feel like
somebody asked us for advice in our inbox. Did you see that? Google?
Didn't. I haven't been on.
They replied. No. The email.
Oh, well, we can do that. Let's do
did
that.
Did you notice I cleaned out our inbox the other day? Did your emails go down?
I didn't.
Oh, I cleaned out a lot of emails, a lot of junk.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. I was like 1,400 emails and I went through, not all just us, but I did clean out ours. All right. So we have a voicemail.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay.
You want to hear? Wait. Oh, we can play it.
Okay. Hang on.
Y'all, I have cloud brain, COVID brain.
Hi, Wendy. Hi, Spencer. I need advice. I'm in a bit of a pickle. A girlfriend of mine is getting married this year, and she asked me to be a bridesmaid, which is not normally an issue, but the dilemma is we're not really that close. Like, we were friends in high school, and we kind of kept in touch here and there. We graduated in 2012, by the way. That's 11 years ago now. She has only met one of my kids. She's not met my most youngest. And now she's wanting everyone to go to Las Vegas for 3 days in October for her bachelorette party. And I really don't want to go, but I don't know how to nicely say that I don't want to go. And I really don't want to be a bridesmaid either without completely ending the friendship. I just don't want to hurt her feelings. But I also really just don't want to go. I don't know what to do. Help me.
Yeah, been there.
Okay, so there was this time when I was pretty young, like maybe 19, 20, and a coworker of mine was getting married, and she asked me if I wanted to come dress shopping with her, and I said, sure. Like, we hadn't been working together that long, but she was nice. Like, we were friendly. And while I was there, she asked, it was her and like her mom and her sisters and like her two best friends, and they were all looking at me so excited. And she was like, will you stand up for me at my wedding? And I didn't know what that meant. And I was like,
when you're coming to the aisle, you're like, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, yes. I thought I was like getting invited to the wedding. Like, I didn't know. So I agreed. And of course, and then all of a sudden I realized, you know, when she's sending me the bridesmaid's dress options, what I had agreed to. And I was like, fuck, like, I gotta get out of this. Like, we're not friends like that. Like, yeah. I barely know you. It's really an uncomfortable conversation.
Yeah.
But it's a conversation worth having. I mean, okay, so my thought is, one, if you're open to still being a bridesmaid for her, you know, she obviously, I would assume she feels strongly enough about you and your friendship that that's important to her. She wouldn't have asked you. But you just don't want to go to Vegas, then just say like, hey, I have so many obligations in the back half of the year. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to be able to make it. I hope that's okay. You know, just make it sound like you're going to be busy. You don't have to say, I just don't want to go.
Well, she said she doesn't want to be in the wedding.
But that's what I'm saying. If it's something where she can compromise and still agree to be in the wedding, but maybe just get out of the trip, I think that's easy enough. If you want to excuse yourself, you can just say like, hey, like take her out to a nice lunch. Say, you know, I'm so honored that you feel strongly enough about our friendship where you would ask me to be a part of your wedding, like your special day. I know that's such a sacred thing. And I think that person, whoever stands up there with you, needs to be people that you know you can depend on for a lifetime, that's really going to uphold like the sanctity of the marriage and be there for you to help you through. And I love you. I want to be there to celebrate you, but I don't feel like I'm the right person to stand up there with you. I don't know.
I would not take that well.
You wouldn't?
I would take that very personal.
Oh.
Put like that. I think that's nice how you said it, but almost like if you're telling them, like, I don't think I'm the right person to stand up there to like basically and like.
Well, I feel like reiterate. It needs to be like your closest people.
No, I totally agree with that. And I've been in that situation where I've had to tell someone no. And it truly was. I was living in Florida and she was here in North Carolina. So that was like my out. But really it was, we weren't that close anymore. We had like for you, your coworker, if y'all didn't have like a history of friends or a friendship, that's like different, like in that way.
Yeah.
So this was somebody that I like grew up with as a friend. We were like best friends in elementary, but then not the rest, but we were friends. And I was in Florida and I used Florida as like my cop out. And I really was in 3 or 4 weddings that same year that I kept having to come back for. And I told her that, but I feel like,
did you agree before and then back out or no, you told her right off the bat?
I told her right off the bat. Okay. I was like, oh my God, I'm in 4 weddings. Like I just made it like, I'm a hot mess. I'm in four weddings. And when was this one? You know, I was given the rundown and one of them was my best friend, like my best friend. And I was like, girl, I cannot, like, I don't have any more time off work. I can't, whatever. I feel like making it less about like the importance and like not wanting to be there for that, more like, oh my God, like, I've got a lot going on with my kids. I had a girl tell me that, one of my friends, Kim, who, she lives in Florida. I had two Kim friends. One of them was in the wedding. And I asked one of them, I said, you know, I'm getting married hopefully in August or September. You know, is that something you could do? And she told me, she's like, gosh, girl, she was trying to get pregnant with her second at the time. They already had like a 1.5 year old. And, she was like, I don't know if I can commit. And I just thought she was being nice. Well, turns out she was actually really upset that I didn't have her in the wedding and I had someone else in there instead. But I just thought she was being nice, and I'm not going to put pressure on you and make it this big deal, because I don't think it was anything that deep like that. And we did not talk for a couple years because of it. And one day I reached out to her and I was like, you know, I hope I never did anything to make you feel upset. Like, I missed you at all these things, whatever. And she was like, oh my God. Like, it was total miscommunication. When she had said that, she was just saying like, she wasn't sure if she could like do it right then, but she still wanted to be, and it was this whole thing.
Gotcha.
But it was just, I think making it less like this formal, like, I don't want to be up there. I can't be up there. I don't think I should be up there. It's just like, listen, girl, I got two kids. Like, I would probably say that to some people with one kid.
Okay, but does she have kids? Did she say that?
Who? Yeah, this girl has two kids.
Oh, she did say that. Yeah. Okay.
She has two kids. The girl said she hasn't met her youngest kid, but she's met one
of
them.
That's right.
So I don't know. I think it's like, it's so hard because you know how girls are. We're so emotional and we take everything with a magnifying glass and make it like a bigger deal than it is. So like, less is more, you know what I mean? Saying less, I guess, because it's like, you don't want them to take something and misconstrue that part of it. But also Vegas, like, no one wants to go to Vegas. I'm just kidding. I know you like Vegas.
I love Vegas.
I don't love Vegas.
I'll take any excuse to go. Like, I'll go in your place. I can't make it, but I found someone else who can.
But I have a stand in and she's a fun time and she's a great gambler. Yeah,
she'll be there. Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know. That is really hard though, because you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but just be like, girl, I got two kids. We have a lot going on. Like, you, like that part, like, just have a lot going on later in the year. It's around the holidays. We've got Thanksgiving and Christmas and my kids, and I don't have a lot of time off from work. If you're working, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you can still say the same thing, because we were running shit at home.
It's weird. Like, for me, like, if I knew that I was asking some, like, if I asked somebody just to be a body in my wedding and they said to me what, like, I was saying, it really wouldn't bother me. Because in the back of my head, I would know, like, I just kind of asked them out of, like, maybe this feeling of obligation.
Yeah.
So it's hard to know which, like, what's the best route without knowing, like, the full background. Like, does she have 14 bridesmaids? Because if that's the case, chances are she didn't ask everybody because she feels that close to you.
True. Yeah. Like, yeah, if she has three friends. If she's got
three and you're one of them, then yeah, that's kind of.
If she has three friends and she's not close with anyone else, then I would feel horrible and I'd be like, fine. Can we not go to Vegas though? Can we go somewhere closer to home?
Like, I can't make the party.
That's so hard. It really is hard because, again, girls are so freaking emotional and we take everything.
Well, and also, why did, like, she say yes in the first place? Did you say yes because you actually were excited to be asked and you felt this genuine connection, or because you felt like guilty that she was asking you and you felt like obligated to say yes?
Well, damn, when someone puts you on the spot, you know how you like commit to plans and you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
I do know that.
Oopsies.
I'm notorious for backing out of plans.
Same. Hey, listen, I tell all my friends, they know, if you try to cancel on me last minute, we're good. Don't even worry about hurting my feelings, because if I do it to you, I expect the same in return. I get it. Friday rolls around and we don't want to do it. Good.
My thing is, if I have to, if we're just like, hey, maybe we can do this next week, like, whatever, something's like casually made, then like, that's fine. If we decide when the day comes, whatever. But if we make plans like, hey, we're going to do this on this day.
Right. And you cancel.
And then somebody cancels, then I'm pissed. Because usually I am making. Because usually then I'm changing my schedule and I'm making sure that I have carved time out.
Yeah.
Because
you went out of your way to make room for those plans and you've committed. So you expect,
that's the only time that I get irritated.
No, I get that too.
But if we're just like, oh yeah, next week let's do brunch, and we don't actually make concrete plans.
100%.
And then it's Saturday night and we're like, hey, are we still doing brunch? And we're like, meh. I'm not mad about that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Totally.
Not mad about that.
I have to do this. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. You know that song?
No.
That's why I was laughing. What is the next words? Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Let's laugh goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas.
Okay.
We got love and then.
Yes.
It's Faith Hill.
Yep.
Man, that was in my head. I was about to pop. I had to do it.
You were squirming.
I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, I guess we just really didn't have great advice for this one. One or two routes, you know, one
if you
routes.
Listen to this and you've got a little bit more color around the friendship, like how deep is the friendship? Like in later, like, do y'all still share certain things? If it's just like, oh, we were friends back then and we rarely talk. No. And then also, like you said, why did you say yes? Does she have a bunch of bridesmaids? Are you one of 16? Are you one of three? Let us know. We'll see what we can do.
I think that's it. We need some more color around it to give sound
advice. I love saying that to people. Yeah. I just need a little more color. It's just too gray. I need a little more. Love
me a little more pink.
I need a little more color around that, and then we'll have some sound advice for you.
All right. Well, it was great catching up, and next week we'll be back with, like, you know, a more regular episode, and
we miss y'all, and
we'll come back to life a little bit.
Yeah, we will.
All right. Love ya.
Love you.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.